G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. If you haven't subscribed to the program, please do that. Leave a rating, leave a review, maybe unsubscribe and subscribe again, whatever takes your fancy. Anyway, let's get straight stuck into it. Today we're going to do a bit of a State of the Union. Footy's actually back on the horizon, things are starting to move, and there's a few stories bobbling around the game as well. All right, let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rinn, joined by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniels. Gentlemen.
How are you, mate?
What's going on?
G'day. Great to be here.
We've got a date.
We do.
We didn't have a date last week.
Didn't we have
week.
A date last week?
No, we didn't. We thought one was coming, but we didn't have a date.
Yes, no, it was on the horizon and we knew the date, but it wasn't confirmed.
Yeah. All these weeks blend into one.
Yeah. Well, you're on leave.
Oh, yeah, I got a few
you
days.
You look like you're on leave too.
Well, yeah. I'm just not wearing shoes,
just
mate.
Just very casual. Just
my
casual.
Officer tire slid considerably during lockdown. And it wasn't exactly a high bar to start with.
When is the last time? Have you ever seen him in a suit?
No.
No, I don't think I wore a suit. Not to work.
I must have been at a function with you at some point.
Yeah, I've worn suits at functions.
I can't picture it.
There's a lot of sandovers over the years. Rolled out a black tie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gee whiz, yeah, okay. I remember I wore my tux to the sandover last year. Long time, 3 hours without taking a breath.
Tucked right in.
Christ, I couldn't breathe, me neck, everything.
Because well, it's one of those things you don't think about either. Because you use it once a year, maybe twice a year.
Yeah.
And then, because it's not like a pair of jeans you put on every day and you can keep note on a new pair of jeans.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's always the day of, you don't put it on until the hour before.
Oh, shit.
Blokes don't get ready till the last second.
Your tuxedo shirt, where's that?
What else are you going to do? That's it. You just got to suck it in.
Year to year. So every time I have to break out a tux or a suit, generally it's been a year, and like the fluctuations have been in gut size have been considerable. I've started to go down the hiring path.
Just hire for a couple of years until it plateaus.
Yeah, I've got to find my level.
I'll get back into it.
Wedding suit's still hanging up there one day.
Yeah. Are you going to take your tuxedo to the Gold Coast?
Yeah.
I don't think there'll be anything formal going on there. Yeah, I've got to...
What's happening, mate? You seem to be unsure about what's happening in your life at the moment.
I've got an awkward conversation coming tonight, I think, because I've got to explain to the missus that I've got to go for at least 5 weeks and then potentially quarantine for 2 weeks.
On the way back. Would you be able to quarantine at home?
I think you can. Yeah, but that means that whoever you're living with also can't go anywhere.
Oh, right.
So, is it?
Yeah, because like, there's no point then. If I'm quarantining because I might have something... And then they're there with me, and then they go to the shops. Then there's no point. I might as well go to the shops.
I might nominate my wife to go do the reporting. 5 weeks minimum.
Yeah, it's a long time.
How are you going to broach that? And why you?
It doesn't have to be me, but I'm the most likely person for it. It's just kind of my role.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of my thing. I do away trips. I'm probably best placed to do it from a story perspective. Mm-hmm. I've sort of been on it more than the other guys.
Who are the other guys?
There are others who would put their hand up.
Right.
But I kind of want to do it too.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a big opportunity.
It is.
It's a thing that's never going to happen again.
Correct.
Like, you kind of want to be there for them.
That's the pitch you go with tonight.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you won't believe it. Work's chosen me. I have to go. But it's just once in a lifetime opportunity.
Well, between you and I've got to sell here because my contract's out in July.
Oh, I've got to go.
I'm
not concerned about my position here.
Yes.
But it's more like I can say, oh, you know, I've got to prove myself. You know, it's a difficult time, you know, COVID. Yeah,
and for the company too, it's hard to sack you when you're interstate.
Correct. Well, that's true.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. On the other note, they might just leave me over there.
Yeah, that's true.
I haven't been paid for six weeks.
I reckon this is my pitch.
Yeah.
And I was going to pitch the whole, like, maybe you can come over at some point for a week or so.
Yeah, that's nice, but still
think,
the return.
I actually don't think you're allowed to either.
Yeah, still, it's hard to get people in Queensland.
Is it still? But the return too, two weeks is still going to be there.
Yeah, either way. So.
You could say that on the way back, 2 weeks, I'm here every day.
That's true.
I'm here for you.
So that's true.
I've got the kids.
I'm going to literally be locked in the house. So I'm 24/7.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's, you know, it's a
the
long
missus
time.
Work?
2 days a week. Kids are small, 18 months and 3.5, four very active children.
Yeah.
Look, if it was a week, easy. If it was two, I reckon I can get it through.
Yeah.
Five is a lot.
Yeah, five's a stretch.
It's a significant period of time.
So you got to play the poor you card.
Absolutely.
And try and get her to
feel
sorry for you as well.
This is not a choice. Yeah.
Before you know it, you're actually the favourite person in the house because you're like a warrior going
I'm
up
taking
the
a
wall.
Bullet. I'm taking the bullet.
Yeah. Doing it for the family.
I'm the one missing out here.
You got any good stories to run up there, or are you just going to be sitting on the beach?
it's going to be a bit of downtime. I did the Gold Coast Comm Games, and I could tell you, that was a junket.
You got any mates there?
I don't think so.
You got nothing.
You are. Hang on. You might be leaving yourself open here. I might have a bit of work to throw your way.
Fill yourself up.
I mean, I'll be flat out.
Yeah, flat out. Right off your feet.
Flat out. I can't be writing copy for the West Online or whatever. Just pounding stuff
smashing
out.
Smashing it out.
Yeah.
So this is going ahead, isn't it? And Adelaide and South Australia have been cleared to train at. So everyone's kind of landed there. Like the 8th is about the plan now, isn't it?
June 8th. From what I'm told, check-in is June 8th. Check-out is July 13th. Things may change slightly.
Yeah.
And then there's the issue of families and stuff, and it sounds
after all the I was about to say hoo-ha sounds like a weird word. After all the hoo-ha, a lot of them are it's like, when will the families come? They say, oh, maybe week three.
5 weeks is very different to 20 weeks, though.
Very different.
5 weeks, you can kind of scrap your way around, and if the 14-day borders are still there.
Yeah.
That's the issue, is that if they travel,
coming back, you're wiped out for 2 weeks. Yeah,
And I heard Simo on the radio the other day say he's got two kids in.
Yeah, he can't.
I think he said you're 11 and 12.
Yeah, he said. I think
he's got a wife that's working. They can't. Not they can afford, obviously, in terms of financial stuff to get over there.
Yeah,
but they can't afford in terms of their lifestyle and living is to sit in the house for 14 days.
It really only suits, say, if your partner's not working at the time and your kids are small, they're not at school.
Yes,
that's pretty much it.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, if you look at someone like Tim Kelly, he's in a very unique situation. He's got two boys with autism, three all up. They're all young. So, like, do they come with him? And then he's going to have to, they have to get special help. Like, they've got a permanent living.
But I thought they moved over here because this was where the help was.
Yeah. But so he just goes. Like, it's put a lot of strain on them. So, this is not ideal by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
For anybody.
I read, Bell Tower Times or someone put something up the other day, like, Tim Kelly came home to play footy on the big bucks.
Yeah.
He's playing on the Gold Coast for less money than he was on in
Geelong. it turned sour very quickly.
I still feel for the family situation. 20 weeks or 5 weeks. 5 weeks I think is fine as long as your partner and wife's happy with it. I think that'll be fine.
Yeah. There'll be a few guys who genuinely want the families there. Yeah. There'll be a few who are thinking, this is pretty good.
Away trips used to be great for a week.
Yeah.
But then after that, you do miss your kids.
Absolutely. It's a hard. And you can do FaceTime and all that. It's not the same.
Not the same.
Kids change. 5 weeks is a long time for small kids.
Forecast 5 weeks. What are the restrictions in WA?
Borders up, I reckon.
Yeah. So it's
up or down?
3 and then 5. So 8 weeks, you mean? At the end of the first hub?
Still another 3.
So when they're returning from the first swing?
Open. Yep.
Interstate's going.
And then we go back to just a FIFO sort of.
They're under a lot of pressure from the federal government to open the borders at some point. But someone told me that, and I believe this is true, it's in the Australian Constitution that you can't pick which states you want to open to.
Yeah.
You can't just say, oh, Adelaide's good and we're good, so we'll just do trips to the Barossa.
Back and forth,
No, you have to open it to everyone.
Yeah. No, I don't know a lot about it, but it seems as though it's becoming with some, I think we spoke to health ministers and I think it's a bit of a dick swinging contest.
Grandstand.
A little bit at the moment. I think it is. Who can make a bigger statement in
I reckon if there wasn't these little outbreaks in Victoria, we'd have a better chance.
Yeah.
But I still reckon 8 weeks is pretty realistic.
Victoria's still only had six today.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not six in a classroom. It's six in the entire state.
Yeah.
Like, 8 weeks, just eventually.
By 8 weeks, we should be fine, right?
How much longer can we get bent over for? Let's get cracking.
No, I reckon by the time we're coming back from the hubs, the quarantine thing won't even be a thing.
Yeah.
I was kind of counting on them coming back and having to have a break for a week. I'm trying to get the grand final out past October. anything I can do.
I think whatever they're going to do, it's going to be in that last week of October.
Last week I can handle. He wants to get to his
Nana's 90th.
Yeah, I got a 90th of the central, like whole family, mate.
Man, we need to just Zoom. Just zoom in for half an hour.
I want to go back and spend a bit of time on the beach in central Queensland.
Oh, and see what's going to happen for me.
Poonway.
So West Coast won 2018. Ted was born the week earlier. Couldn't go.
Oh, yeah.
This year, the other one's due last week of October.
Oh no.
So it's going to land right.
It's terrible timing.
I know.
He gets a bit frisky in
November. Yeah, you need to put yourself on a band.
December really is your time, isn't it?
I don't get like...
The summer holiday period.
I'm the sharpest shooter in town.
It's only twice. So down in Victoria, they're going to do. So the plan is at the moment, everyone's. It's basically you're up and back in a day, right?
Yeah.
If you're flying up there.
3 hours. You get there, you get 3 hours before the game, and you fly straight out.
What?
That's yeah. the plan.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
You got chartered jets, they're in, yeah. they're out. Yeah. No one stays in a hotel.
Oh, was that the Dangerfield stuff? Because I read the headline of Mobbs Creek to Geelong.
Dangerfield
Geelong to
airport versus Fox Footy tried to illustrate how tough it would be on players by using Dangerfield, who then responded to say he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And then they straight away their article was Dangerfield says he doesn't give a fuck.
Oh, I read, that's why I didn't understand. I thought he'd win. They made it seem as was the one that was highlighted.
They just use him as an example because he lives in Mogg's Bay.
News eating itself.
So and he made the point that as soon as they use his name in the headline, people like me
trolled.
Don't read it.
Yeah.
And just go, oh, Dangerfield's
bloody sooking again.
And then the keyboard warriors attack him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Happens a lot.
It's a stupid cycle. It's not even vicious. It's just dumb.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, look, people will still believe Dangerfield's whinged about the distance.
Oh, yeah.
In a month's time.
Oh, yeah, because there'll be people who don't see the follow-up.
No. Never caught him.
Oh, Dangerfield, that'd be
he's a soft guy.
Yeah. He was thinking about it this whole time, wasn't he?
Yeah, 100%. Like, and they shouldn't do it.
No, absolutely not.
No.
But, like, I mean, you're part of that process, not at Fox, but, like, you kind of see how that works, right?
Yeah, I see how that works we got many irons and fires, but the main part of what we do is at thewest.com.au is we're a subscription model.
Yeah.
And what we know is that sort of stuff doesn't convert anyone to subscribers. Like, you have to have good quality stuff. So we're starting to fold in more and more of that stuff that takes time.
Yeah.
But when I was at Perth Now, which is just going for reach and clicks and reaction, go for the lot.
You throw it in there.
Because there's no paywall for Perth.
There's no paywall. So you just need pure numbers and that will just, people will drive there like nothing else.
Off to go to advertising or whatever.
Yeah, it's just names and people sooking and stuff like that. And that's just like the pure, it's not really click, you can't really call it clickbait because there's nothing baiting about it. Like, I think everyone knows what the transaction is. Like, well, this person's talking, I'm going to read that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work for us because it's not something that someone's going to pay for. Like,
no.
Which is,
But I would have, I was interested to think now that it's all going to be done in one day. I didn't know that. I thought it was, you go up the night before and then come back.
No, you're up and back.
There's so much of this that gets lost. Like, because the story's so big and it changes so often.
Yeah.
That stuff like that, you'll say it, you'll report it, and then like a week later someone else will report it again, it's new, and you're like, nah, didn't we already know that? You get really lost in it, you get really confused.
Yeah.
It was like the Derby thing. So we reported it on, I think, the Tuesday or the Wednesday. Round two is going to be the Derby.
Yeah.
And we got that from a source that at that point thought it was
Hang on.
Yeah,
and
they
were someone definitely in the know.
Yeah.
Is
that you hunting the source?
No, I wasn't. I was off that day. It was somebody else in my area, but put it this way, there was very good reason to believe it was correct.
Did Barra butcher it?
No. Well, if you just do the math, you can figure out how Channel 7 might have known these things.
Yeah, of course. They obviously need to be there and film.
Yeah, right.
Pretty easy sort of connection.
It's a fairly big logistical operation. So then by the end of the week, it had started to become apparent that might not be the case based on conversations. It was like, no, we might need to save the Derby. Anyway, then other outlets started running it as the Derby's in round two, 4 days after we ran it, and then by the Sunday, it was a different story.
Not in round two anymore.
And this is how quickly it can change. And as I said, on Tuesday, Wednesday, it was right. 4 days later, other people are reporting it as new, even though it was 4 days old and wrong.
Yeah.
So it's just a mess. And this is why you've got to be really clear with your reporting of it. Like, just stick to the absolute facts. And it's okay
to
say.
At the moment, you got to do a lot of
As
it stands.
That's what I was about to say. You have to actually clarify that, hey, this might change.
Yeah.
But right now, this is the case.
So why isn't the Derby and Showdown round two?
Because they want to hold it. They basically want to hold it in the event that they get crowds eventually.
Yeah. Because why not? Like, why does it need to be
round two? Well, I'm thinking it prolongs you 1 week closer to the domestic borders being.
Yep.
By keeping them in the state for the extra week, you're 1 week closer to the borders being taken down.
So
and therefore, more normality in football as opposed to you might have a crowd.
Oh, I think I think they're pretty keen for crowds.
You reckon crowds have come?
I couldn't tell you at this
stage. That's what I mean.
I'd have to bet on no.
I mean, I want to win Tats Lotto too. But maybe not. But at least you certainly know if you play round two, that's 7 days that at least get a pass.
The other theory is that both local clubs have said this to me, that they think that there's a chance that, let's say, they do the first 4 or 5 weeks in a hub, and then they want to come back and they might have to still do the 2-week quarantine just because of the timing of it, but then it's lifted after that. They might actually play that game in quarantine.
And then you only have 1 week.
Correct. Out. So, and they quarantine together at, say, Crown. They don't go home. Quarantine, do your 2 weeks there. You play in the middle of it at Optus. Mm. And then after that, other teams can maybe start flying in. So that is the hope, I think. That's why they're keeping it, because it's nice to have up your sleeve. And then, of course, if everything gets lucky in round 17, you can play a derby at home. Great.
I heard Buck say that...
they're willing to travel more?
Yes, which I feel like, don't get me wrong, it's a disadvantage that West Coast and Freo are interstate.
Yeah.
But it's not the absolute disadvantage. They're in a hotel. They're not doing the same day fly in, fly out. Yeah. Things that the interstate... So I still reckon they get... And if on the back end, they can sneak a few extra home games.
So who are the clubs that are the big winners?
I think Flag West Coast.
I think Brisbane and West Coast are the two.
Massively.
Yeah. I had a look at Brisbane's odds the other day.
Why didn't you count Fremantle in that, man? Same position.
Look, finals might be but I just think West Coast and Brisbane as genuine contenders. Like, we all kind of wrote Brisbane off a little bit. This changes things slightly.
Mate, well, they get the advantage of being in a home base.
Yep.
Victorian clubs have to travel.
Yep.
In 1 day, that's hard.
Yeah.
That is hard. Then, if they, not knowing what's going to happen in the back end, but if they can get 3 extra home games or something.
They'll be laughing.
That is
They're getting the best of both worlds.
They are. Yeah, the best of a bad situation first time.
Yep.
And then the... best of the, because second time round, Collingwood aren't going to be in a hub over here for 2.5 weeks.
No.
They're going to be in and out again.
Yep.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. The people who are not winning at life are the single men who will be shacked up on the Gold Coast or basically across the league.
Yeah.
With this weird sex block, but more guidelines and a little bit strange. They're not banning one night stands, but you can't have a bunch of hookups.
Yeah, look, it doesn't. I think it makes some sense when they when they originally spoke about your wife not coming on the that sounds horrible. your wife not traveling to the hub, but then to say, but oh, please welcome as many one night. What's the strip in Gold Coast called?
Cavalav.
Head down, Cavalav, Tinder, bring one back, bring a girl back, boy back, whatever you want to do. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm considering running a book on which ex-Love Island contestant ruins the season.
Yeah. See my future. I'm going to be the idiot trying to chase player X who's been found at some nightclub at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
It's going to be my job to find this idiot and the girl. And I'm going to just hate myself for 2 days.
The old COVID-19 app starts buzzing in everyone's pockets.
Oh, no. One of the strangest stories.
I'd love to have the conversation about which player's most likely to do that, but we can't have that conversation.
Yes.
Maybe off air.
Well, especially when I don't know who's got a partner or not. But
true.
The one that I found funny was the Herald Sun, I reckon, went with... Well, everyone went with the article of the ban or whatever.
Yep.
But the Herald Sun kept running with a photo of... Lockie Neal getting tackled from behind by John Segler or something. And I'm like, surely you can just have a photo. Like, you don't need a physical photo.
Two footballers to get that. One of the things that could happen.
Yes.
Like, they're all in a hubbing together.
Yes.
Well, maybe. Yeah. I didn't know if they clarified that.
No, technically.
Two footballers and strike up a relationship while in a hub.
Still, has there been a gay player come out?
Nope. Not a public one, no. Oh, yes. Not in AFL.
Nope.
No, it's still got...
Still waiting.
Still got me baffled.
Yep.
Yeah, I think we're genuinely at a point where it's like no one would really bat an eyelid.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
The problem is that people don't want to be the first.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah, but I think it's if you are, like, it's something to be proud of. You're going to really be a leader in that community.
This has only just come to me, but I'm going to tip that first gay footballer will be like... openly gay drafted
on the way in,
rather than come out halfway through a career,
he'll
just go into it and be like, I'm gay and
it's no big deal,
I'm also the number 3 pick, like, doesn't matter, like,
I think you're right, I think you might be right,
Look at this, it happens every once in a while,
fancy that,
hey,
wow, struck.
You got one.
This is what happens.
We should be ringing or something.
I take one day off, all of a sudden, like, my insights, crystallize, isn't
clarity.
It? Step back and, like, look at the bigger picture, you know?
There it is,
You're wrong, might be right,
but I mean, the band, whatever. I wouldn't want to be that player who butchers it for a football club,
no,
I wouldn't want to be that player,
nope.
Regardless who you are.
Because you butcher it for foot, for a club, you're pretty much going to butcher it for the five clubs if you're in the hub or whoever is around.
So say someone does get coronavirus, which is so incredibly unlikely with the numbers we have in Australia.
Has there been clarity about what happens?
Yeah, do they plough on or?
Yeah, the whole point is to plough on.
So everyone. Just chuck them in the back of a van, whip them out, never to be seen from again.
I don't have the specifics right in front of me, but I believe it works is, okay, you test positive, X. What they would do is then they would take anyone who's been in immediate close contact, so your small group trainers with you, take a
But they're going to be training in big groups.
You'd all get tested immediately.
Okay. Everyone's getting tested two or three times a week anyway, aren't they?
There'd be another immediate test that is checking for signs of concern, temperature, all that sort of stuff. But they won't stop the game.
Yeah, no, good. Ahead. Good plough on.
Yeah, no, it has to. Because if you're going into it going, one test and we're out, then this is all for nothing.
When that was all everyone was so frightened, round one was. Gee whiz, this person might have it. Yep. Pendlebury's missed training.
Yeah.
Shuey had the sniffles in the week leading in.
Sam Swietkowski might have coronavirus. Sam Swietkowski.
A mate went to China 3 years ago, so we're going to lock him up.
I think now they're at the point where they're like, if we're going to do this, we've got to be prepared. It's probably going to happen at some point. It might. You can't just stop everything again.
No, we're very lucky that the hospitals are empty.
Yep.
So. We seem to be going pretty well with dealing with it all. So if they just 14 days.
My pitch at the start of this was let's just play and the last team to get coronavirus wins the flag.
Wins.
Yeah. Like, so you just, when you run out of players, standing. You're out. Like,
who would you back?
You want someone isolated. The WA clubs would have been in a good spot.
Yeah.
If you were just travelling around, like they would have actually been pretty good. Mm. Any of the Victorian teams you can run a line through in because there's so many of them. There's more people.
Sydney and GWS are out.
Sydney are out.
Yeah, you got. Might have got North Melbourne down to Tassie a bit quicker than you.
I was going to say, if North had just gone, right, we're just going to go to Tassie and play, I would have.
North Melbourne.
Would have been a
North
shot.
Melbourne and the Premiers.
Yep. The South Australian clubs are riding there too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're up to race. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
So just quickly with the South Australian players, complaint teams.
Being training teams?
Yeah. Well, they can do what everyone else can do.
Yeah, no, but not wanting to stay in the same hotel.
Oh, I think that's just a bit of theatre.
That was a bit of...
Yeah. I don't mind it.
Yeah, I loved
it. It was great.
We hate
how many hotels are there in the Gold Coast?
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Well, mate, why do they all need to be in the one?
These places, there's like separate wings. They're nowhere near each other.
Well, they could have...
No, they'll cross paths.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, in the lobby at least. But what they could have done is just said, okay, well, West Coast and Port, you together. And
two hotels and just
do... They could have done that. I don't know why they wouldn't.
Yeah, I agree. I find it a little bit weird that everyone's staying.
It's easier for me because now I only have to like worry about one hotel.
Go to the Pines.
I'm good.
Yeah, you just sit out. You can just camp out there.
I can't be in the hub, by the way.
Yeah, no.
Media not in the
hub. So how do you interview?
Oh, there's ways. It's the same as now. Like, you know, I could do an interview now. It's just
But everyone's in distance. The hub. So you'll be able to organise interviews?
Yeah.
But then where are you going to do them?
Not in the hub. Like, so they'll have to come to like their training ground.
I
don't know if you caught one of the Ryan stories the other week with the West Coast and Fremantle bosses coming out of Optus where he was holding the stick right up against his body. Hand right at the microphone anyway, holding the stick.
I saw the Channel 9 Today Show weatherman who, when this all broke, I've forgotten his name. Bloody hell, because I put it on Instagram and he bloody DM'd
it's
me.
Channel 9. It's Channel 9. It's not important.
Yeah, he was holding it. The stick was out the end. There was the old duck he was interviewing was about 80. She was code one for dead from COVID. Yeah. And he wrote saying, I had no idea what to do. They just threw me a stick I'd never used before.
I had the stick to pull it closer.
Yeah, I had the stick here and there. I was underneath them and spitting on everyone. And
it's ludicrous.
Oh, the stick's incredibly. No one's mastered the stick yet. I've seen that on all shows.
I'd love to see someone like, you know, the guys who lead the marching bands. One of those guys. Now that's who you want.
Yeah, he's
there. There was another station who was interviewing, I think, the Frio guys in isolation, and they were training, and they said that there was he spoke from a distance was the line in the copy, and then as the camera zoomed out, you could see the back of their suit, like walking away, trying to get out of the frame. There's a lot of this going on.
Well, even like the rules that came through, which I don't get, is players won't be able to sit next to each other on the bench.
Stupid.
I'm like, they literally dry hump each other. And then no theme song.
Yeah, dumb.
The only thing is, I do love how the NRL boys do their song post game. Banging on Esky, smashing things around. Like, there's a bit of theatre behind that. But we aren't half pregnant, as you were saying just before.
Yeah.
Like, we're all in.
Yeah.
If, let's be bits like normal about how we're going to finish a game. Shaking hands.
I think it's a social perception thing.
But yeah. the social perception's been knocked over completely.
Yeah, no hugs, no high fives after a goal. Yeah,
there is no social perception when what you're doing is playing a physical.
Yeah, you're right, that ship sailed. I think at the start when they were playing and everyone was like, oh, should they really be playing? Yeah. Like, that was a bit okay. And then remember when they canned footy, I think that's when most people went, oh, this is serious.
Yeah, it was before that.
They're like, nah, it's sweet. It's footy. Like, and then they finally stopped it, and everything changed. And I think now that footy's back, the risk
people
is
start looking at
people
it again.
Might be like, ah, we're sweet.
Yeah.
So I think they're cautious of that, but it is just dumb.
I do look forward to the first debutante kicking a goal and then getting like everybody doing the Jackass Party Boy like up against them. Do you remember Party Boy from Jackass?
No.
Oh, it's good. Look it up.
Right, I'll have to.
Yeah.
But I did hear an interview yesterday with Sam Walsh. And they've been working on ISO
celebration. That's what they'll need. They'll need some good
ones. This
might
bring us a whole new world of great TV.
The Broncos, I think it was in round one of the NRL, one of the guys scored a try, and then they mimed like the putting the hand soap in his hand, and he was like washing his hands. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
But footy is actually like teams are training, and there's actually footy news going around. So Robbie Gray dropped a weight on his. Yeah. Toe, it sounds like he's going to start running in a few days, which is crazy.
Bruce Toe, I did hear that, so not broken.
Yeah. So, hold on, I got a question. Sorry to take you away from Robbie Gray. So I was at Eagles training this morning, and they're doing the training at 8.
Yeah.
Things. And I just, like, if it were me and I was choosing the groups of 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've got all the good guys in one group, don't they?
This is where I'm going.
Yeah.
And I probably would spread them around a bit. So, like, no offence to the players I'm about to name, but in Group A that came out first, you had a lot of young guys. Braden Ainsworth, Hamish Brayshaw, Jared Cameron,
Brander.
Tom Hickey was it? No. Tom Hickey was out there, Vardy. Clearly no Class A graders.
So they were obviously the secondary midfield
backup mids.
Yeah.
And then on the other oval, came out slightly later, you had Rolls Royce. You had Nick Nat, you had Shuey, Yo.
Gaff.
That's the one that then has
Tim Kelly.
Jared Brander, who nobody knows.
Brander's in there.
On the wing.
So clearly that's your A midfield. That's who they think is their A midfield. Sheed is in there as well. And then you've got your B midfield. I'm asking the question, hold on a minute.
Let's say
Dom Sheed gets it right.
Yeah.
Do you eliminate your entire best midfield?
Okay, I'll be devil's advocate. How many cases in WA?
Oh, yeah, three. Like,
no, three active, just in case.
I'm fine tuning my midfield as quickly and as best I can.
So they're just
possibly running
the gauntlet.
You've got to take a punt in life, and they're punting that they're not going to get it.
Well, can at least Hickey and Vardy not be in the same? Why do you need two ruckmen in the same group? Oscar Allen's in that group. What does he need to be in there for?
Where's Nick Nat?
He's in the main midfield.
Yeah, so
but what if something happens to Nick Nat?
What do you mean?
Like, what if he gets injured? What is his hammy?
He's got to train at some stage. It doesn't matter if he's training
I'm
with the Humpties
saying,
or
put
the
Hickey
goods.
And Vardy in other a different group from each other, so you can spread your ruckman around at least.
Well, ruckman, you might have a case, but I just think they're going, righto, there's three cases active in the whole state. There's been zero freshies.
Yep.
Do we want to have four good players and four average players doing a sloppy session?
Yeah, we want
Or do we want to, in our very limited 3 weeks' time, to try and make it as good as we possibly can and get the continuity back that they haven't had for 6 weeks? I think that's true. Whoever is going to be the team that can play as one.
Yeah.
As quick as possible, the team defences, the stoppages are going to be so far advanced.
On a side note, imagine, like, I'm guessing it's like school and there would have been lists up on the thing. Imagine Jared Brander when he's going up there, he's just going, hold on, oh, what?
He wouldn't have seen his name. He would have gone to see him going, you left me off the board, mate.
Yeah.
Check Group A, idiot.
Big moment for Jared Brander.
Oh, so I've watched him play in the waffle maybe 6 times or 5 times or something.
Yep.
Does one or two things where you think, wow, 190-odd, one-handed pickup, beautiful. Yep. And then you don't see him for a quarter and a half.
Yeah. There was that famous, they had Inter Club, first half, I think he kicked 4 and was the best player on the ground. We were all watching through the fences. We weren't allowed to. We were filming it through it. The story that day was Jared Brander. Barely saw him again.
They moved him around a bit. I find it really hard with kids that...
Yep.
Is he a half forward?
Yeah.
Technically, he could play full forward at Waffle. He's like tall. He could play centre forward.
Yeah.
But then at AFL, he's definitely not going to play in any of those positions. So do you try and practice him playing out of position at Waffle?
I think you have to.
2 years have passed and he hasn't really bettered down a position. But
if put him on the wing now, that's it. Make him
a big wingman. Yep. So other footy stories going around. Oh, there's bits and pieces coming out from overseas. Just guys who've had a good break. Who are looking better? Like De Goey.
More midfield time.
De Goey turned up in a far better state for this preseason than he did the actual preseason.
Yes. No, second time round, he looks good.
Yeah, and over here...
You don't have to name names, but have you seen anyone that's...
looking not great?
Maybe hasn't done the best version of ISO? You don't have to name names.
I haven't seen too many yet.
I haven't seen any yet.
I honestly think that players would have worked out that list sizes are getting cut.
Yep.
Coaches are losing jobs.
Yep. Yeah, you got to do it.
It's dog eat dog. Yeah. You're not competing for how much money you want on your contract at the end of the year. You're actually competing for a spot on a list.
I mean, I think Buddy's looking
sharp,
yeah. Like slimmer than he has been in a long time.
Yeah.
That's good to see.
And he's played 300 now, hasn't he? Yeah, he's up for 301. Yeah.
Nearly aimed for 1,000 goals.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. He'll be like top five by the time he's done, which is crazy in this day and age when no one kicks goals. Over here, Jesse Hogan has rocked up and trained. He's just been in the main group, main group. They're in groups of
eight. Ryan, I'll ask you the question. Has this time off of no football, meaning no weekly reports on Hogan, Fremantle spent so much money on Hogan, where's Hogan? So he hasn't been cited for 3 months, would it be, nearly?
Yep.
By the time we get back
just about,
in.
Yeah.
Back in.
Yep.
Is he back?
He's back at the club, which is a big step. Apparently he's in far better spirits than he has been. Even stuff like, someone told me, it's as simple as this, like if he's walking through a corridor, he'll say hello rather than putting his head down and being sort of like a bit sheepish.
Yeah.
Like this is where he was at. Like he was really struggling with a lot of stuff.
Did he go away somewhere or was he done?
Oh, he went down south surfing for a bit.
Yeah, a bit of surfing. Right. But, no, I think this, everybody being in isolation and almost experiencing in some small way what it's like to be someone who's struggling with mental health, I think it's been a big plus for Jesse. Like the club's adamant that they are very happy with his health physically and mentally, and so is the people close to him.
Yeah.
There are some stories bumbling around today that's not the case, but from everything I've been told, he is on track. I think as well there was a big possibility he wanted to come through the Waffle. Obviously, that's not possible now.
No.
Yeah.
So his original plan before all this went down was, I'll play a couple in the Waffle, get my confidence back. That may stop him from actually playing early, is that he doesn't have that place to do that.
Mm.
If you're playing 12-on-12 sort of inter-club or even so scratch matches.
Ken say the hub, the bubble, whatever it's called, there's four clubs in it.
Yeah.
Can they go, all right, we need 10 of yours, 10 of yours, 10 of yours, 10 of yours.
They could do that.
Yeah. And you've got West Coast Port Adelaide v Adelaide Fremantle. In full game.
I think they're working towards something where it's more like a 12-on-12. I don't think they like blending the teams because it's strategy and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, but it'd be good for a fitness run.
It's really just fitness, isn't it? But I think they're definitely working on a plan to keep those other guys busy.
Yeah, if I'm Fremantle and I have Jesse Hogan, I'm paying Jesse Hogan how much?
Well, it depends on the incentives, but maximum 800.
800,000.
But it's not quite that much because he doesn't play.
I'm massaging him to a point where he's good to go, and then the shackles are off because he's a good player.
And the thing, because before this all happened, like Jesse Hogan was Fremantle's biggest issue.
Yeah.
Mm. And now it's just, no one cares.
Yeah, well,
it's issue number eight. Like, we've got to go to the Gold Coast in a hub.
I really hope he gets going because
he's at that point where it's now like, he's not the forgotten man, but it's like he's not the.
A bonus.
Yeah. Even when he was there on the first day of training, I think everybody across like the whole footy world's reaction was just like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
It
wasn't like, Jesse Hogan's back. Oh, yeah. When is he going to play? Right. Is it going to be this round? It was just like, oh, Jesse Hogan's back. That's cool. That's the thing that's happened.
Fingers crossed, because that'll help like Sonny Walters and those guys.
Yeah.
I like watching Freo do well. I actually do, as silly as it sounds, being a West Coast supporter. But I hope he gets back, because when Freo get going, it's so much better footy in WA. When everybody's
up and about. I did want to touch on, we're not going to talk too much about Tom Brown's burner account here.
Tom Brown,
which I actually genuinely believe that's not his burner account. I think someone's stitching him up and it's hilarious.
So do you reckon someone is intellectually smart enough to stitch him up, or there's a Nuffy who's defending him?
No, I think it's someone like, this is very deliberate. It's not like a Nuffy defending him. I think it's someone deliberately trying to stitch him up.
So what, another medium member?
No, just like some, potentially, but it's just some person who's like, I'm going to make like a pretend Tom Brown burner account, just defend Tom Brown, and then maybe send it to some people, be like, does Tom Brown have a burner account?
I'll mostly stay out of this one. I work with Tommy.
Well, it's Channel 7,
and Tommy is a good guy. Like, you know, a lot of people pile on him. But when you actually chat to him, he's actually, he's not a bad dude. Like, he's a different guy. He operates a bit differently to most people. But he's not a bad guy. Like, he cops a lot of shit.
He does cop a lot of shit.
But sometimes he really does break big stories.
Oh, he does. He's the leader in breaking stories, I would say.
He's the keenest. I'd say he's the keenest footy reporter. Like,
mate, he's keen. He works hard. He works that far.
I do love when he says, so there's a story broken 2 weeks ago, whatever, and he refers back to it. He's like, I broke this 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Like, okay, Tommy.
We were just talking, was it me and I who were talking about it? Oh, maybe it wasn't. How it's a weird industry because if you do break something and you do have it first, there's no tracker of that.
No.
So when you do have a story, you don't. Some people like to say, I broke this, or I've got this first. I don't do that myself, but it's like you kind of, in some ways, you're like, can we just get some sort of acknowledgement that we had this?
Yeah.
Because what happens is you write something or you say something, you tweet something, within 3 hours, it's just
everywhere.
Gone. It's gone everywhere. Mad.
Yeah.
Like, it just, no one credits anyone.
Yeah. It's funny. Yeah.
It's chaos.
We could put up stuff, and we don't do it often anymore, like with an exclusive tag on the website, but then, in the 3 hours, it'll look silly.
Yeah.
Because you look back, it's everywhere, and it's like these us is like saying it's an exclusive.
Well, the punters are sitting home and going, oh, who cares?
They don't care,
like, but you know what? For us, it's like, that's our currency. That's how you show value.
Yeah.
If you're Tom and you're breaking 3 stories a week, then that's how he gets paid.
Yes.
Because if he's not doing that, then he's got no value.
He's not getting paid.
So,
But I have noticed over the past couple of weeks, someone in our midst who's also gone much harder on Twitter with a lot of news. I've noticed it's not quite the Tom Brown one line followed by one line followed by one line, but Ryan Daniels over here, the footy rhinos.
Just stretching the legs a little bit.
Actually, I did notice.
Open it up.
And not just footy too.
Oh, what else have we had?
There's a bit of NBL there.
Oh, yeah, I did put an NBL.
Oh, wow. You went a little bit into the old basketball field.
That was more of a curiosity. Like, what's going on here?
Oh, I think it was more... If there's enough behind it, I'll chase a story.
I'm trying to stretch the legs a little bit.
That's good, mate. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, I try to change my tactic a little bit because there's a lot of stuff that you do, it comes across, and you can't use it in a TV story necessarily.
Mm.
So I'm just changing tactic.
If you're not using Twitter as a journalist, I don't think you're doing it right.
Yeah.
Because in your job, you've got to wait till 6:30. Well, that's not going to stay.
Oh, mate.
So, you know what I mean? Like, well, you might have an almighty story, absolute game buster.
So the Royal Pines thing, like I knew that.
Yeah.
At night, I told you about it earlier today. I had all the details and it got to 4 o'clock and I was trying to wait till 6 o'clock for the news. It got to 4 o'clock and then it comes up, Damien Barrett, boom. Like,
Royal Pines.
And I was like, you got to be fucking kidding.
And
realistically, I should have just gone with it on Twitter.
Tweet it. Yeah. But then you can do your story.
Exactly.
In the news.
Yeah.
So that's the way you've kind of got to approach it.
Yeah, I reckon.
I think the same.
Just go. As soon as you get it, go.
Because people like me, who have some mates who obviously still play at a few different clubs, like I hear stories.
Oh, you could go mad.
But like, if you tweeted it, it'd go like wildfire.
Yeah.
So that's, if I was in news and journalism, I'd be using Twitter.
You'd be smashing.
That'd be my first thing I'd worry about before even getting the article right.
Yep.
Just get the news out there.
Get it
then
out
people
there.
Go, oh, shit, as reported by.
I know we got to wrap up, but why do you think more players don't go that route? I think I know the answer, but like most players, when they come out, they either do the talk show thing or they do the broadcast games thing, or they do maybe a radio show that's not really about footy, like kind of like yours.
Mm.
But like, why don't more of them who have these, still a lot of them have fantastic contacts because the players are still playing, they know players at multiple clubs, you grew up with some of these guys. Why don't you even go into the journalism?
Hasn't happened in a long time, has it?
No, there's a few who have done it, but it's rare. Super rare.
For mine, I think you leave the game, and no one hates anyone inside football. I don't know anyone that didn't like anyone.
Yep.
So I don't think there's too many with the bone that they would love to dig a story up on someone. If
but
that
it
makes
doesn't
sense.
Even have to be bad stories. Like you would just be able to clarify stuff.
Yeah.
Like you could hear the stuff and you go, look, this is the actual what's happening.
Yeah.
Is the concern that it's too easy to figure out who you're talking to?
Yes. That, you give your sources or your mates.
Mm.
Your mates. I mean, if I did a story on Geelong.
Yeah.
Or if I clarified something, it'd be so easy to find.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't know me or whatever, you'd be somewhere, oh, Zave went to school with this guy. Or
a quick Google search would make it.
And you could
obvious.
Find, you could link to people to like, oh, so, I don't know, I'll pick a player, Luke Shuey.
Yeah.
Oh, Luke Shuey went to school with David Zaharakis. So there's your sort of link there. The spider web you can work out.
It's too
quickly.
Obvious. Yeah. And then you'd come under pressure from your employer.
Yep.
Because they'd know that you know. And
Go. Why don't you go find out what's going on here? And you're like, because I don't want to put my friendship.
I would love to see someone do it just for a year and just come out and just annihilate
everybody.
Like go full Woj.
Yeah.
And just be dropping bombs every day. Yes. And then just drop the mic and walk away you before you burn too many bridges.
Well, I think those bridges are gone.
Yeah.
You know, it takes one or two stories and the bridges are gone.
Correct.
Just give me an idea. Anyway,
What's your idea?
Hold this in the back of my back pocket. Yeah, have a few conversations.
Okay, can I be in the conversations?
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
Yeah,
we just gave it
Come
away.
In.
Yeah, this part will be edited out. I'm certain.
No, we'll leave it in. No. As if like there's some people. I mean, we're giving new voices all the time.
Yeah.
So there's a few people who might spit out of the game, and you might. Just ask if whether they'd be interested.
Yeah, just be like anonymous.
No, even if they want to just give it a shot.
Oh, just do that.
Yeah. Come in and be a footy reporter.
Who would you target?
Someone's got to be coming out.
Yeah, who would be a good target for you?
Someone's got to be coming out and interested. I'm not going to say the name.
Mundy, Kennedy, Hearn. They're your local.
They got no idea. I don't want to flag it before I go have a conversation with him.
Give me initials.
I know who it is.
I'll give you in a couple of years, weeks.
I know who it is.
You tell me the name as soon as you hit.
As soon as I hit the off button, I'll tell you the name. I'll reveal it a little bit later and see what the reaction is.
That might work.
Yeah. Anyway, this has been the Hardball Gets AFL show.
We've run out of time on Jack Stephen.
We ran out of time. Jack Stephen got stabbed. Nobody knows what happened.
No one knows what happened, so we can't add anything.
WhatsApp group text messages are weird and possibly mostly fake. Sometimes they're not.
Burners.
Yeah.
But sometimes they're reasonably accurate. But we don't know.
You got stabbed. Anyway, subscribe if you haven't already. Leave a rating, leave a review, and we'll see you on Monday for another good or great. All right, catch you then.